Gladstone Braves football from the Marble Athletic Field tonight, thanks to Bayside Pets, Binks Coca-Cola Bottling, Delta Fence and Construction, and the Family Inn. Ooh, they have great fish fry there.
They do. Their breakfast is really good, too.
Yeah. Thanks to those sponsors and many more for bringing you Braves football this season, home and away. First down, Braves at the 40.
And have a heavy backside.
Young in the gun. He is back. Here comes the rush. He gets away somehow, gets to the left side, and dances for a couple of yards. A lot of quarterbacks would have been sacked for a negative 10 there.
Yeah, but he was able to get out of that. He had two big guys coming right at him.
And when Gavin says big, now everybody knows Gavin's a big boy too.
Oh, yeah.
But these guys are huge for Marquette.
Yeah, they're. I don't know what they're feeding them up there. They're feeding them the same thing they must have been feeding me, I guess.
What a quarter for the Purple! 16-0 Braves after 12 minutes. We'll be back with the second quarter in 60 seconds.
It's never a bad time to enjoy a donut from the Donut Connection. Serving 40 different homemade varieties of donuts and over 20 muffin options, they're sure to have something you'll love. Plus, they have donut cakes and donut holes. Gift certificates are available at any time in any amount. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. for takeout and drive-through only. Connect with freshness at Donut Connection, 2315 First Avenue North in the Mini Mall, Escanaba.
I'm Debbie Crandall, and I invite you to talk with a mortgage lender at First Bank to discuss the many ways you can use the equity in your home. Maybe it's for debt consolidation, a fun recreational vehicle, or taking time to relax with a vacation. Our experienced lenders will be happy to help you find the financing that best suits your needs. First Bank, Iron Mountain and Kingsford.
Voted Best Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply.
First Bank, where it's all about people.
Okay, we switch into the field here. Gavin DePoint, we go right to left now.
It's going to be at the 40.
Yep, second down and 10 for the Braves. Thorbon is behind Young. Nate, straight drop. Throws it out into flat. It is
short pass.
I think it was tipped at the line.
Yeah, it looks like I might have gotten tipped by a tall guy.
So it's third and long for the Braves. Braves 16-0, but again, you just never feel comfortable against a team as good as Marquette.
Yeah, we can't give them any room, or they'll perform.
And now the Braves are going to call a timeout to talk over this third and 10. 16-0, Braves lead Marquette. We're back in 30 seconds.
As we all live longer, age really is just a number, but retirement is so much more than one. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Cheryl Raines, and I want to know what retirement means to you. Together, we can look at the big picture and make a strategy to help you reach your goals, because you can't prepare for the unexpected if you don't know where you're headed. Call me at 906-786-6865 or stop by our office in the Lincoln Fair Plaza at 843 North Lincoln Road in Escanaba. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Gladstone Braves radio from the Marble Athletic Field tonight. The Gladstone Braves lead the Marquette Redmen 16-0, early second quarter.
It'll be third and 10 at the 40-yard line.
The Braves defense has forced three and outs and an interception. How about that? It's a good start. All right, so Nate's got his team up there now. Third and 10. He's got Thorbon behind him in the backfield. Vinito and Gibbs to the near side. Two receivers to the right as well. As Nate goes straight back to throw. Rolls out. Throws it out in the flat. It is wide open and caught right at the sticks.
John Soderman caught that one.
Yeah, Johnny Soderman, who's one of our halftime interviewees, caught it. He may have been short of the first down by a yard, though.
Looks like, about a yard.
Yeah, almost two, actually. Fourth and two at the Marquette 32.
Thinking, it looks like we're going to be going for it.
Yeah, I would think so. Braves 16, Redmond no score. The ball is, yeah, they need about a yard and a half here, Gavin.
Yeah, they might as well go for that.
Is this Terry time or what? Well, we'll see. Nate is in the gun, as always. He really hardly ever goes under center.
Yeah, I mean, last year he didn't much either.
From the 32, Young is going to throw. Near side. It's broken. A flag down. Two flags. Three flags.
And we got a Redmond down.
Yeah, number 15 there, Sawyer Johnson. He went up and...
But he's right back up, though.
Yeah.
Looks like he might have just got the wind knocked out of him there.
Brad out there to make sure he's okay, but it's pass interference. It's a pretty obvious one. They pretty much tackled Al Warden up the middle there.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't even have the ball yet. It was even...
So pass interference against Marquette. We'll march it down inside the Gladstone Braves red zone. Braves football brought to you in part by Hereford and Hops. Oh, a steak would be a baked potato, hey?
Oh, baked potato. I've had their food. It's really good.
Also, thanks to Renee Kiddish. She is with Key Realty Delta County. And, of course, that's a wrestling family there, eh, the Kiddishes?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be down at the 16, I think.
16-0 Braves. Young in the gun, back at the 22. The ball, line of scrimmage, the 16 of Marquette. Young gives it up the middle. Thorbod, first through 25, a 15-yard line, down to the 10, down to the 5. First down, Braves, as right up the middle, the young sophomore Thorbod bursts through. Great blocking up front.
Yeah, he was fast there, too. He got moving. Straight shot up the middle. Looks like they're going to be down at the, what'd you call that?
3-yard line?
3-yard line. Look, yeah, it looks pretty short.
14 yards for Trevor Thorbod on that one. As Caden Gibbs comes in from the near sideline with the play, the Braves lead 16-0, and they have the ball at the 3-yard line. 10:49 to play in the first half. Clock is moving here at the Marble Athletic Field. So Young back with plenty of help in the backfield. Gives it to Austin Salas up the middle, and nowhere to go. He's pushed down. Vinny Howes was unable to open that hole for him there, and that's unusual.
Well, when they got all those big guys right up in the middle, he can't push that much.
No. I mean, Vinny is he's a big dude himself, but not
he's
that
a
big.
Unit, but yeah, two big guys like that, it's going to be really hard to make any movement.
Second out, goal to go at the 2-yard line for the Braves. 10 minutes to go in the half. 16-0 Gladstone. So here they come out of the huddle, taking their time. Young back at the 7-yard line with Austin Salas behind him in the backfield. Young rolls out to the left. He's going to keep it himself. Looks, directs traffic, throws it,
runs right in.
Into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Braves! He never threw the ball. He kept motioning like he was going to, but he used his feet. And Nate Young into the end zone for a touchdown, and the Braves now lead 22-0 here at the Marble Athletic Field.
That was a beautiful run by Nate right there.
And you know what? Their guys had to stay back in the end zone to...
Watch for that pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, they couldn't move.
So what are they doing here? Are they going to fake an extra... Nope, Trevor's on the sideline. That was just one time, yeah. I think.
I think it was a fun play for them. They wanted to open up with something fun.
So a two-point play here. Nate Young has his team up at the 3-yard line with Terry behind him in the backfield. One receiver on each side of the field for the Braves. Snap to Young. He's back. Rolls to the right. Has his man in the end zone. That is two more. Casey Alwarden grabs that one, I think. Or was it Johnny Soderman?
No, that was Casey.
It was Casey.
Yep.
There he is. Casey Alwarden, 24-0. The sun is shining in Gladstone. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
At Elmers County Market, we're pleased to help support high school sports. Hockey, football, basketball, cheer, wrestling, baseball. We back all our local teams by holding fundraisers, making donations, and supporting this broadcast. Please keep in mind, the money you spend local stays local. Thanks for choosing Elmers County Market and allowing us to continue to support our community.
Your super duper value store.
Find us on Elmers. ElmersFresh.com, Instagram, and Facebook.
Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Contact Gerso Insurance in Escanaba and Powers. Call 906-789-0900. That's 906-789-0900.
Frog of the year. I'm not going to kill him, though, because he'll eat the mosquitoes. There we go.
Yeah, let's just leave him.
Yep, we'll let him go. Don't step on him there. Marquette returned the kickoff. It was a line drive kick. They get it out to the 35-yard line. So they'll start there with the Braves well in front here. They'll run it up the middle, get to the outside, across the 40, about a five.
Drive back.
Yep. 6 yards on first down. That was that. That was not Welch, was it? Number five. That was a. Yeah, it was him.
I think that was.
Yep. Second down and four, Marquette. Ton of time to go, though. 9 minutes to go in the half. 24-0 Braves.
A lot of room for some action.
Oh, yeah. They come out with three receivers to the near side, the Marquette Redmen do. They have a shotgun formation for Jackson Jermu, the talented quarterback there. Welch is behind him in the backfield. And he's going to heave it long and deep down the left side. He's got a man down there, and it is caught down inside the 30-yard line of the Braves. And what's that, Kyler Sager.
Yeah. Marquette. Looked like about a, what was that, a 40-yard catch?
See, that's what the Braves can't allow.
Can't give up that much room, yeah.
Nope.
That was a long pass.
Up to the 31 of the Braves. That's a gain of 38 yards. Good pass off his shoulder. And whipped it along the far sideline, and Sager, 39 yards for Marquette. Three receivers near side. The give is to Welch, and he's tripped up and nicely
Jacob
done.
Jake Perryman with that nice tackle.
He got about a yard, and that's it. Jake Perryman, another big boy.
And I'll tell you, you know, he just gets down, and he just runs like a, you know, I mean, you can't get past him. He will grab you by the hips and won't let go. He's very fast, too.
No gain on the play. Second down at 10, 31-yard line for the Marquette football team going left to right here at the Marble Athletic Field. Gladstone ahead 24-0. They've had three different guys score touchdowns here. Back to throw. Over the middle. Oh, boys. Almost picked off Casey Elward. The ball was not close.
Just barely missed that one.
Yeah, well, it was not close to Vanden Indy.
No, that
and
was, it was off.
Yeah.
It looked like it was a pass to him.
Yeah, Casey looks around, and he just puts his hand out at that point. But
we'll take that, though.
Third and 10. From the Gladstone 31, that sun is
it's killer.
Yeah, it is. It's over the bluff right now, right into our faces. Jermu back to throw on third and 10. Left side, he's going to take it. Left side, he stops, and now Vinny's going to get him. He throws it upfield, and it is caught in by Nate Young at the 2-yard line, but we've got flags down. Are they going to get roughing here on Vinny?
I think they might have.
It was intercepted by Young down at the goal line, but
Vinny hit a little late on that.
Yeah, I think Vinny got – no, he was past the – so that's an interception.
Oh.
He was past the yard marker, so that's a – illegal forward pass, and the Braves get it. Young gets his second pick of the night.
There it is.
I'll tell you what, Vinny, that was close because Vinny put the licking on that kid.
Yeah, he did.
So the Braves will get it on a 20 because that was in the end zone, so it's a touchback.